Perek Dal, Mishneh Gimel, continuing on the theme of the androgynous. Shovel lanoshim kezet. How is an androgynous similar to a woman? The tava ba'idim kanoshim. So the halacha is that if a woman has a blood flow that is, or an emission or a discharge that is red, obviously she has the tumah of anida. So to the androgynous, if the androgynous has a blood flow that is red in color, would have a suffix that the androgynous is a woman, and therefore the androgynous would get the tumah just like a woman would. And again, on the suffix that the androgynous is a woman, the androgynous can't have yichud with other men, much like a woman can't have yichud with other men. So the halacha is, if a person dies childless and has a brother, the sister-in-law is required to either marry the brother under the halachas of yibum, or they do chalitza and she can marry other people. Now, when it comes to an androgynous, the halacha is an androgynous we consider as a person who is not capable of having children. So therefore, the halacha is that if a brother who's left over after the surviving brother, if the brother is not capable of having children, then there is no halacha of yibum or chalitza required, and the sister-in-law can marry anyone she wants. So to hear, we say that if a person dies childless and the person has a surviving brother who's an androgynous, the sister-in-law does not have to do yibum or chalitza, and she's free to marry anybody. The halacha is if a person dies and has sons and daughters. So we mentioned before, normally you give Yerusha to the sons and you support the daughters. Now here, if let's say there's plenty of the Yerusha to give an inheritance to the sons and to support the daughters, the halacha is that the androgynous would not take a chelik of the inheritance like other sons, on the suffix that the androgynous is a woman and therefore a daughter. So therefore, what you would do is you would give all the other sons their chelik of the Yerusha, and then you'd support all the daughters, including the androgynous, much like you would a woman. So the halacha is things that are kachikachim, that are given to kahanim to eat, like the basar v'chatas or the basar v'nasham. The halacha is you only give those to male kahanim. Now female kahanim, baskayin, can partake in the eating of it, but it's only given to male kahanim. So the halacha is an androgynous has a suffix of a woman in this instance, and if an androgynous would not get a separate chelik in the kachay hamikdash, just like a woman. In any place where the edus of a woman would be pasal, so too the androgynous is a suffix of a woman, and the edus of this androgynous would also be pasal. The halacha is if there's certain things where a person can't do illicit relationships with another woman, so for example a granddaughter or a daughter or things of that nature, those halachas also apply to androgynous on the suffix that the androgynous is a woman. So the halacha is if a woman engages in illicit relationships, she then becomes what's called pasul from the kahuna, which is things like eating truma. So to an androgynous, if the androgynous engage in these illicit relationships, the androgynous would also be pasul from eating truma. Now, just a note on the nivel ba'avera, obviously, again, we mentioned before that an androgynous can't marry a man because it may be shechva zachar, so Mepharshim are somewhat puzzled by why you need a separate halacha of nival ba'avera, but nevertheless, it seems to be in addition to what we had mentioned previously. Mishnah Dalet. Shava la'anashim v'la'anashim kezet. How is an androgynous similar to both a man and a woman? Chayv al-niskai kish v'isha v'alachas. If you do damage to the androgynous, you'd have to pay the androgynous, just like you'd have to pay a man or a woman. Chayv b'chol hanizakin kish v'isha. If the androgynous also does damage, the androgynous would have to pay for its damages, much like a man and a woman. V'hargai b'mezen nerag, if you kill an androgynous, you chayev misa, just like you kill a man or a woman. B'shagig, and if you kill an androgynous b'shagig, g'ayla l'arei miklat, you'd have to go to the ear arei miklat. V'ima yeshevus v'lav damtar, kanashim v'chanashim. The halacha is after a woman gives birth, there's a certain period called damtahar, which is during that period, any dam she sees would not make her tameh, she'd still be tar. For a male, it starts after 7 days and continues to 40 days. And if she gives birth to a female, it starts after 14 days and continues up to 80 days. So the androgynous gets halachas, again, chumra of a male and a female. So therefore, if a woman gives birth to an androgynous, the mate tahara days don't start until after 14 days as if the androgynous was a woman, and ends after 40 days as if the androgynous was a man, again, getting the chumra of both a man and a woman. The halacha is kachay gvul, which is different than kachay kachim. So, for example, truma. The halacha is you can give truma to either a man or a woman. So, therefore, again, androgynous would at the minimum have the suffix of a man or a woman. So, therefore, you can give truma to an androgynous. If a person says, I am a nazir, that this androgynous is either a man or a woman, then the nazirus is valid, because again, there's a suffix whether the androgynous is actually a man or a woman.